Hello and welcome back to the Hiring Advantage podcast. I'm Chrissy, and for our guys, it is, well, this weekend is Christmas week. It's Christmas on Sunday, I believe. I get really confused with my days at this time of year, as I'm sure everyone does, especially when you're working remotely, working from home in your business. You don't necessarily have the same landmarks as everyone else, and my kiddies aren't in school yet, they're in daycare. They had all their daycare plays and stuff really early on. There's childcare this week for them. And then, yeah, we're doing all the Christmas things at the weekend. So Christmas Eve for us looks like making cookies, getting everything ready, having hot chocolate and cuddles on the couch. And then we are having Christmas by the pool with a group of friends. So that should be super, super nice. I'm wishing you all a Merry Christmas and hoping that you're getting some downtime. It's been a really busy year. It absolutely has for me. So much has happened and changed in my business. And I know this time of year is really that reflection, rest, reset, looking forwards. And that's why I am recording this three-part podcast series, which is ambitious as AF. We'll say F, AF. So when I get bleeped, I'm ready to grow in 2023. And this episode is all about execution. So absolutely listen back to the previous two podcast episodes. The first one was reflection. The second was strategy. And today we're going to talk about execution. So this is really in line with what I do in my business, what I teach in my evergreen program, the Hiring Playbook. But this is a really good end of year, start of year exercise if you are looking to hire a team for the first time or further grow your business and team. So I'm going to break it down into three parts for you and make it super straightforward. But the first part is really looking at your goals for the year and then looking over your historical data. So this is what I talk about in terms of resource forecasting, and this is littered throughout the podcast episodes. But essentially, you want to have an understanding at least over the last 12 months, if possible. If your business is smaller, then just use the data that you have. And if you've got more data, fantastic. But you should have a bit of an understanding of how you are growing month on month, or if you are in a position to basically add more team on, or if you want to add more team on to be able to take on more clients. So the data will tell you all of this. So for example, in my business, if I look over the past 12 months, we've pretty much, I mean, it's not completely linear and there's been a few dips, but we've pretty much grown month on month because of the nature of my business. It's recruitment, we get lots of referrals, we build up a client and then they come back to us. So we can see that it started, and in January it usually starts with a bit of a dip, but I usually know a month in advance of what my month is looking like, and then I can see that historical trends based on the 12 months of data that I have. So I know, for example, in the middle of the year, it's going to get really busy. I look at the historical data, I look at my goals that I've set in terms of my growth goals, based on what's realistic, what's the data, what staff that I have currently, and then I know quite confidently when I am going to hire. This is also reviewing your services and your packages, if that's how you charge out your clients, or if you charge on an hourly rate. It's understanding, are you winning the business? Are you putting that time into driving the business and building your client base to then on hire contractors? I've got a few businesses that I'm working with at the moment where they absolutely have no issue winning the business, and it's more about whether they've got the staff to take on the clients. So it's really important to think about your goals, and then that's where your role really fits in, right? So if you're still in a place where you're working on the business, what hiring goals are you going to set to get you out of the business? So this is something I do with my clients. If they're still working in the business, we work out at what point they can step back to part-time and what point they can fully step out of the business based on the resources they hire. Or maybe they do work in the business, but they charge a premium, right? So they train their staff to deliver their service. And if they deliver the service, it's rare and it's one-off and it's charged at a premium. The first part would be really looking at your goals with that reflective data, making a financial plan, understanding when it's financially smart for you to hire, understanding how that's going to fit into your role, if that's going to enable you to step out of working in the business and instead working on the business, is that they're going to give you more time to drive your energy into creating more sales and generating more clients. And if you're in a position where you're hiring sales staff, fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant, because you can probably forecast, if you've got one salesperson, you can look at how many sales they drive and how much work that's going to generate. So what I'm saying is, you know your business, and I'm giving you an overview of how I apply it, how I apply it with clients, but you'll know your business. The clue is in the data. So dig through your data, 12 months, more, and look at patterns, look at the growth, look if there's a drop-off period, and then hire accordingly. It's forward thinking. I advise really strongly against reactive hiring. It is looking at the data, making a plan, understanding what that's going to do to your role in terms of, is it going to allow you to step into more sales, step into more of a senior role when it comes to your clients? And again, always thinking with the end goal in mind. So looking at where you want your business to go, what you want your focus to be, and what your long-term strategy is. And then that sort of ties in. We talk about strategy a lot on the podcast. There is a whole piece on it, but this is something that's really beautiful to do at the end of the year and looking forward. I set myself hiring goals. I'm absolutely hiring team this year. And when I look at my forecast, it's pretty much any time in the next 2 months that I'm going to make that move to hire. I just want to see how January goes. Recruitment's an interesting industry. It sort of tails off in December and starts picking up towards the end of January after Australia Day. But actually, we're forecasted to have a massive January. So all of my forecasting and plans, it might get moved forward a little bit. But I just want to see if, you know, if January is a sporadic boost and uplift, or if that trickles into February. And if we're backed up and having a huge month in February, it will absolutely be go time based on all of the analysis I've done on my data. That gives you that goals, that gives you that analysis, using that data to drive you forward to position how you want to hire, and then you can set some goals and targets around it. That's the first part of the execution. The second part of the execution is doing a bit of an audit of your existing hiring strategy and existing hiring process. So if you have previously hired, look at what you did and what went well and how much time it took you. It's also really important to understand if you can replicate that process or improve it. The essence of our hiring processes are quite similar in terms of best practice, timelines, when we recruit for clients, right? So we sit down with a client, we get an understanding of what their requirement is, we make sure they've given us some either very detailed bullet points or a job description. We have a 48-hour SLA to get them a job advert up, they sign off on that, that goes straight up on the job board. And then our timeline is set from the day that it goes up on the job board. We get a final shortlist to them within 2 weeks. However, we're doing a recce on the job, going into the job board, making sure applicants are coming in, and we're screening within that first week. So typically, the job goes up, the job advert goes up on the job boards, and in addition to that, it's usually up on social media. It's a whole thing, a whole process. So there's a social media strategy, and the job applications are getting funneled through that into the job advert, and then we're checking in on the applications within 1 week. We are shortlisting, we are screening, we're sending the best people through. We like to move quickly with recruitment. We don't want to lose any incredible talent. And then we do the same process at that 2 week mark. Our client is offering within 2 weeks. That works really well for us. We have our process down pat. We also tweak it. You learn every time you recruit for a new client, and this is recruiting in your industry as well. For some clients, Indeed works really well, the Indeed job board, and is extremely cost effective. For others, they need to go on Seek, and we test that. Usually we get it right. We know the different industries enough to know where the job adverts are going to perform, but you need to understand what process is going to work best for you, and then I would recommend documenting it. So is it a recruitment process that's driven through social media and then you're pulling the applicants? Is it driven through your website? Is it driven through job boards? What does that look like? And what can be improved, and also having an understanding of what that cost of that recruitment process was to you in terms of time and in terms of money, because as we know and we talk about all the time, time is money. I've got an amazing free resource for you that I will put in the comments, but it's 5 ways to save time and money in the hiring process, have a look at that. But I'm all for you having a process to work towards. You can DIY it. Look, I highly recommend downloading the Hiring Playbook, which is the resource that we have where we build all this out for you. So you've got a blueprint. But this is everything. This is, you know, right from your advertising, your screening process, your interview process. And interview processes are the most time-consuming part of your process. It's your physical time. You've got to prepare for your interviews, you've got to conduct them, you've got to do all your feedback loops, you've got to do your offer. And then the third step would be really looking at those processes and then all the documentation that you have. I'm a massive fan of building up a document library and a process in a system to hire. At Hiring Advantage, we are a recruitment business. We do have recruitment software where all of our processes mapped out and documented and it's stepped out, right? So our clients that work with us, they get to leverage that process and those systems and that tech, and they don't have to do it themselves. If you're doing it manually, work out if there's anything you can put into a CRM system, but work out what the steps in your process are and what your templates are. Once you've recruited once, if it went well, if you got great feedback on your job advert and the applications, you shouldn't be starting from scratch. So once you've written, and this is exactly how it works in business. So a company will have a job description template, and it'll have the broader about the company piece. If it's within a team, within a division, it'll have a blurb about that part of the business, and then it will drill down to the particular requirements of the roles. These get easier to tailor and tweak every time you do them, because you're essentially building up a document library. So you've got your job description, you will have written an advert. If that went well, you can reuse it. So never be starting anything from scratch. But this should extend to, in terms of a document library and a process, my recommendation would be for every role in your business, you've got a folder somewhere, whether in a system, on a Google Drive, I'm highly recommending it's not on your computer, but somewhere secure. And for each role, you've got a folder and you've got a job description, an advert template, you've got a screening script, you've got a interview matrix that you can score against, and then you've got a contract template. So that a lot of your hiring process is built out, good to go for you. So you're replicating it every time, you're refining it, you're improving it. And then this would extend all the way to offer and onboarding. So I this is what I do for my clients on consultation, and it's in the Hiring Playbook. So you can lift and shift it in the Hiring Playbook and adapt it. Or if you really want it really slick and bespoke for your business, we basically build you out hiring and onboarding process. So onboarding packs, training first week, like the sky's the limit with this stuff, but it is so worth investing your time into or your money into and outsourcing it. Because once you've done it once, it's there and you're just fine tuning it, and it will get to be easy. It will become easier every time. So it's the same with anything in your small business, right? Hiring, you might have some success winging it once or twice, but if you are scaling at a rapid rate of knots, this is something you need to streamline and get right. It's really exciting. And I just want to let you know that there are services available to support you. If you don't want to do this, or you want a blueprint and a template, you've got options. I think that there's so many small businesses that I'm speaking to. You know, I came up in my first year of business and I hired a team and successfully hired people for lots of other small business teams. And I'm seeing a lot of other women come up in that small business. And I think this year there's interesting things going on in the market, but there will be hiring for small business, and small business will continue to be very desirable for applicants in the market. So it pays to invest in this stuff and get it right. Invest your time, do your hiring audit, set your goals, get really confident, because this is really exciting stuff. And I want this episode to be inspiring to you and get you really excited. So just to recap on what we talked about today, in terms of execution, to be ambitious, to spring you forward for next year, we looked at goals. So absolutely looking at your historical data, your financial goals, your long-term goals, and then what that's going to do for you and your time. These are the parts of hiring strategy I talk about for your more overarching business when it comes to your people. So it's your resource forecast or your financial forecast, It's your long-term team goals and it's your role because you've got to be moving forward, you've got to be enjoying what you do, and you didn't leave a 9 to 5 working for someone else to do a job that you don't really like. It needs to be serving you and it needs to be serving your business. So that's goals. And then audit, look at when you've hired historically, what worked well, what didn't work so well, what can be improved, and how can you copy it? And then that goes into your process, it flows on quite nicely. So it's building up a resource library for each role, it's systemizing a process, or it is working with a partner to audit and improve your process, or outsourcing it to them, because it can absolutely be done and it will save you a whole load of time. And if you're really serious about growth and you're interested in team, it's certainly a way to do it. Now, I'm so excited about what 2023 is going to bring in terms of the Hiring Advantage podcast. Next week, I am working on a really fun episode that is a bit of a recap of some of the guests that featured on the podcast in the last year. The reason that I want to do that is because I think there's so much to be learned from leveraging experts, as much fun it is to listen to my voice all the time. And for the second, well, the last 3 months of the podcast, it has become a lot more technical and a lot focused because we need to build those hiring blocks for you. The absolute purpose of this podcast is to get you super, super inspired and share stories of people who've A, built big businesses, built teams, started off where you are just from one person or a few people, and then we look at their journey in terms of teams and how they've had successes, how incredible that's been. And then the other type of guest we get on is someone with expertise that we can leverage on for your hiring process. And that is something I'm going to be bringing into your ears so much more in the coming year. If you are looking to hire in 2023 and you need support, whether that is still in my process in the hiring playbook, or you want to have a bit of a chat about what hiring support can look like for your business, our services are quite bespoke. We really partner with our clients. Rest assured, the price point is aimed at small business owners. We're not a huge consultancy that's charging through the nose. We are in the trenches with you as a small business, supporting you. To everyone who listened to this podcast, thank you so, so much. It means the absolute world to me. It drives me forward to sit down and record every week to share this knowledge, to get it in your ears. And if you have any feedback for me or you'd like to share your biggest takeaways from the Hiring Advantage podcast from 2022, I would absolutely love to hear it. I hang out on Instagram all the time. I'm Chrissy. This is the Hiring Advantage podcast. Until next week. And so much. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year. Love to you all.